Speak. And this evening I would like to share the topic, the potter and the clay for our mutual edification. Recently, one of my colleagues found a tumor in her throat. And she was waiting for tests to see whether the tumor was cancerous or not. And also, the tumor was near her. If the tumor was near her vocal cords,
这个肿瘤是在她的声带附近,
then she could lose her voice through the surgery.
可能在手术之后，她可能会变成哑。
And she said when she first heard this news,
她在第一次听到这个消息之后,
like a lot of people, her first reaction was panic.
好像其他人一样，她第一个反应就是很恐惧。
And she was very scared, and she thought, why me?
她觉得很害怕，会问为什么是我呢？
And after that, she felt sadness.
然后她觉得很伤心。
Because she has a husband and four children, and the youngest is only 8 years old.
因为她有个丈夫和四个儿女，最小的只有8岁。
So her biggest fear was that if anything happened to her, she would not be able to bring up her children.
她怕到有什么事发生的话，她没办法来养大她的儿子。
She said after those first feelings of fear, panic, and why me,
她开头的感觉就是害怕，和为什么是我呢，这些反应之后。
She realized that if she did have cancer,
她明白到如果我有癌症的话,
there was nothing she could do about it.
她都没办法可以做任何事。
So she just wanted to know exactly what her condition was.
她想知道究竟当时的情况她是怎样。
And what she could do.
和她可以做些什么。
And then she would handle it in the best way that she could.
和她只可以做她最好的方法来处理。
We or people that we know may have been in this situation.
我们自己本身或者我们认识的人可能都面对这样的情况。
Often people say things like, oh, that's never going to happen.
有些人可能会跟你说，没事的。
Your company would never fire you.
你的公司不会去把你炒鱿鱼。
Because you're so good.
因为你这么厉害。
And maybe the next day,
可能第二天,
there will be news that your company is failing.
可能你的公司又传了消息说他们生意业务很差。
And that people would lose their jobs.
可能工人会失去工作。
And if that were to happen to us, we may say, why me?
如果这些事发生在我们身上的话，我们可能会问，为什么是我呢？
And when we say, why me, who are we asking the question to?
当我们问这个问题的时候，我们是问谁呢？
Most people would blame the heavens or bad luck.
很多人可能会怪责天，或者是觉得自己不幸。
Because people have no power to prevent these things from happening.
因为人没有能力去阻止这些事发生。
And it is out of their control.
这些是出乎他们的能力以外。
For Christians, they believe that God is in control of the universe.
对于基督徒来说，他们认为世界上都是神来操纵。
And God controls everyone in it.
而且神在主宰世界上的人。
We believe that everything that happens is God's will.
我们相信任何事发生都是神的旨意。
And God works for the good, right?
这个是万事都是互相效力的。
Is that the case?
是不是这样呢？
And we believe that because it tells us in the Bible.
我们相信因为圣经这样记载。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们看罗马书第8章28节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书第8章28节。 罗马书第8章28节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So maybe we believe that God works does everything for the good.
可能我们相信神叫万事都互相效力。
But if we lost our job,
但当我们失去工作的时候,
or if we found out we had cancer,
或者我们有癌症,
or if we had encountered some problems,
或者我們遇到任何困難的時候,
we would probably still ask God, why me?
我們可能都會問神, 為何是我呢?
And what might God say to us?
那神會對我們說些什麼呢?
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
我們看羅馬書第九章。
Romans chapter 9 verses 14 to 21.
罗马书第九章十四节到二十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 14 to 21.
第九章十四节到二十一节。十四节，这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因他对摩西说：我要怜悯谁，就怜悯谁；要恩待谁，就恩待谁。十六节，据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的。只在乎法怜悯的神，因为经上有话向法老说：我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的权能，并要使我的名传遍天下。十八节，如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。十九节，这样你必对我说：他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人啊，你是谁，竟敢向神强嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说：你什么为什么这样做我呢？二十一节，摇杖难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块造成贵重的器皿，又拿一块造成卑贱的器皿吗？
So here especially in verse 20, can the clay say to the potter, why did you make me like this?
这里二十节讲到话，受造的物可不可以对他摇杖话，你为什么造成我这样呢？
We do know that everything and everyone is in the hands of God.
我知道任何事物或者任何人都在神的手中。
It says here that human beings are like the clay.
这里讲到人就好像一团泥土一样。
And God is like the potter.
神就是窑匠。
The clay has no power to turn itself into something.
泥土没办法有权力来去将它变成任何东西。
It is up to the potter to use the clay or not.
是在乎这个窑匠他用不用这个泥土。
And it is up to the potter to mold the clay into something.
也都是在乎这个窑匠的手能去将这个泥土变成一些东西。
And whatever that thing is depends on the hands of the potter.
这些都是在乎这个窑匠的手。
Humans are the clay and God is the potter.
人就是泥土，神就是窑匠。
This is a good representation of our relationship with God.
这个就是一个很好的代表我们和神的关系。
And it is also a good way to give ourselves some spiritual reminders.
这个也是一个很好的方法来去提醒我们在属灵上面一些的提醒。
So what are the teachings that we can gain?
那我们在这里能够得到什么属灵的教训呢？
The first point
第一点
is that clay has to be formed by the potter.
就是这个泥土是一定要藉著窑匠的手來去做的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
我們看創世記第二章第七節。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
創世記第二章第七節。
Chapter 2 verse
7. 第二章第七節。創世記第二章第七節。耶和華神用地上的塵土造人，將生氣吹在他鼻孔裡，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So here it tells us that God made man out of the dust of the earth.
这里讲到神创造人是用地上面的尘土。
And in the Bible it uses the English word formed.
这里圣经用一个字就是做。
In English this word implies that God shaped and molded the dust.
英文圣经可以这个字可以解做它来到去塑造这个尘土。
Even after God molded the man into a shape,
当神
he was still just a piece of clay.
当神创造用尘土来塑造人之后，他仲是一片的泥土。
Until God breathed into his nostrils.
直至到神在他的鼻孔吹一口气。
And then the piece of clay became a living being.
然后这个一塊的泥土就變成有靈的活人。
Similarly, we are alive today.
同樣我們今天是的活人活著。
But we should remember that it was God who shaped us and breathed life into us.
但我們都要記住我們是神所來到去塑造 你就去俾生命我哋。
Let's turn to Psalm 139。
我睇诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139。
诗篇
13。
诗篇一百三十九篇十三节。
Psalm 139 verse 13。
诗篇一百三十九篇十三节，十三节。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
So here tells us that God created us in our mother's womb。
所以呢度讲到话神创造我哋喺母腹当中。
Not only did He give us this physical body。
唔单止神俾我哋呢个肉体。
But by His grace, we also possess a spiritual body that will never perish。
藉住佢嘅恩典，佢都俾我哋一个不能朽坏嘅属灵身体。
So as the clay, we should recognize the power of our potter。
所以我哋作为一个泥土，我哋应该要去明白到我哋摇杖嘅能力。
Without Him, we would just be dust blowing on the earth。
冇佢能力，我哋就好似喺地上面嘅尘土一样。
We will have no form and no life。
我哋冇形象，亦都冇生命。
Let's look at what the psalmist says in verse 14。
我再睇同一篇嘅十四节。
Verse 14。
十四节。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心知道的。
So here the writer gives praise to God for the wonder of His creation, which is Himself, of God's creation, which is Himself。
呢度作者佢嚟到去感謝神，因為佢係神所創造嘅。
So the second thing that we can learn is that the potter forms the clay into a shape。
第二點我哋可以學習嘅就係搖杖將呢一塊泥土變成有形狀。
When I lived in Japan, I used to have pottery lessons。
當我喺日本居住嘅時候，我有參加啲嘅陶瓷嘅班。
One of my Japanese colleagues had a classmate who was a master potter。
我有個日本嘅同事，佢嘅朋友係做陶瓷嘅師傅。
And so he would teach us。
所以佢可以教我哋。
And to watch him at work was amazing。
見到佢做嘅工作覺得好奇妙。
He would take a lump of clay and put it on his potter's wheel。
佢會將一堆嘅泥擺喺佢台上面。
And then as the wheel turned, you would see a perfectly shaped cup or a bowl or a dish forming in his hands。
然後個台會轉，然後佢呢啲杯啊、碗啊或者係碟就變成一個好完整嘅嘅形狀出嚟。
And these were all made by his hands。
呢都係佢手所做嘅。
And he once made a set of teacups。
然後佢做咗一套嘅茶杯。
Each one was exactly the same shape and size。
每一隻都同樣嘅形狀同埋大細。
But you knew that each one was unique。
但你知道每一個都係獨一無二嘅。
Because he had made them one by one with his own hands。
因為佢呢啲都係佢親手一隻一隻去做出嚟。
And in the same way, God has created each and every one of us。
同樣神創造我哋每一個人。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8。
我睇以賽亞書六十四章第八節。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8。
以賽亞書六十四章十八節。
Verse 8。
第八節。
Verse 8。Here it tells us, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand."
第八節，耶和華，現在你仍是我們的父，我們是泥，你是搖杖，我們都是你手的工作。
We are the work of God's hand。
我哋都系神手嘅工作。
But what shape or form has He given us？
咁但系乜嘢神俾咗我哋乜嘢嘅形状咧
？Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5 verse 1。
我睇创世记第五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 1。
创世记第五章第一节。
Here it says, "This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, He made him in the likeness of God."
第一節，亞當的後代記在下面，當神造人的時候，是照著自己的樣式造的。
So God made man in His own image。
所以神造人是按照祂的樣式。
We often say that children are the image of their parents。
我們常說到兒女就是父母的影像。
And so too the Bible tells us that we are the sons of God through faith。
聖經告訴我們，我們藉著我們的信心，我們就是神的兒子。
And we can read this in Galatians chapter 3。
我們可以參考加拉太書。
Galatians Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书。
Chapter 3 verses 26 and 27.
加拉太书第三章26节27节。
Verse 26, it says, You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
26节，所以你们因信基督耶稣，都是神的儿子。你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
So not only has God given us this great status,
所以不单止神给了我们祂尊贵的身份，
because we are called his sons,
因为我们是神的儿子，
he has also given us the promise of salvation,
而且祂还给我们得救的应许，
so that through faith,
所以藉着信心，
we might also have a spiritual body which will survive,
我们都会藉着这个属灵的身体来去
If the potter formed us, then what right do we have to say to him, "Why me"?
如果这个窑匠做我们的时候，我们有什么权利去问他，为什么是我呢？
If something happens to us, what right do we have to say, "Why me"?
当我们有事发生在我们身上的时候，我们有什么权利去问，为什么是我呢？
Because it is the potter who has made us.
因为这个窑匠做我们。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 45.
我睇以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Chapter 45 verse
9. 四十五章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 9. Here it says, Woe to him who quarrels with his maker, to him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds on the ground. Thus the clay say to the potter, What are you making?Does your work say he has no hands?
第九节，祸哉，那与做他的主争论的，他不过是地上瓦片中的一块瓦片。泥土岂可对端弄他的说，你做什么呢？所做的物岂可说你没有手呢？
So as the clay, we have no right to say to question God.
所以作为一块泥土，我哋冇办法嚟到去质问神。
Because the power is in the hands of God.
因为神先有祂的权力。
And we have no power.
我们没能力。
And this is told in Jeremiah chapter 18.
这个记载在耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah 18.
耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verses 1 to 6.
耶利米书十八章第一节到第六节。耶利米书十八章第一节，耶和华的话临到耶利米说：你起来，下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇着他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿，在他手中做坏了。他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。五节，耶和华的话就临到我说。耶和华说：以色列家啊，我待你们，岂不能照这窑匠用泥么？以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
So here God has told the people of Israel, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand.
呢度阿神话俾以色列嘅民众听话。
Verse 6.Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. In verse 6.
我待你们岂不能照这窑匠弄泥么？
So therefore, we have been created by God.
所以我们是神所创造的。
We are in the power of God.
我们是神的能力
当中。
当中。
But then God is merciful to us.
大神是对我们有怜悯的。
Not only did he create us in his divine image,
不单止他按着他的样式来创造我们。
He has also given us his divine nature.
他都给我们他神圣的性情。
And by faith, we must try to uphold the divine nature, by not doubting and by living a godly life.
所以藉着我们不怀疑和过着敬虔的生活，我们能够去维护，我们要去维护神的性情。
That is to recorded in 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书。
2 Peter.
彼得后书。
chapter 1:3-11. Second Peter chapter 1:3-11.
彼得后书第一章3节到11节。彼得后书第一章第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，加因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德照我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。第五节，正因这缘故，你们要分外分外地殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上敬虔，有了敬虔又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。八节，你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于瞎眼不结果子了。九节，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。十节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移，你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。十一节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So here tells us that as long as we have faith, we do not need to ask why me.
所以呢话俾佢听，当我哋有信心嘅时候，我哋就唔会再问点解我。
When we want to question God,
当我哋去质问神嘅时候
，we should remind ourselves that God has formed us.
我哋要去提醒自己系神嚟到创造我哋。
We are the vessels He has made.
我哋系神所创造嘅器皿。
And whatever shape He makes is decided by Him.
系咩形状都系神嚟到去决定嘅。
So just as the potter, just as the clay cannot say to the potter, "Why did you make me like this?"
就好似泥土唔可以对佢摇杖话你点解将我做成咁样呢。
So we cannot question what God allows to happen to us.
所以我哋亦都唔可以质问神点解让呢啲事喺我哋身上嚟到去发生。
However, we should also remember that God has made us in His image.
但我哋要记得系神照住佢样式嚟到去创造我哋。
And He has given us His power.
亦都佢俾佢嘅能力俾我哋。
Therefore, we can withstand whatever happens to us.
所以我哋能够去承受喺我哋身上发生嘅事。
And we will be blessed if we can overcome.
如果我哋得胜嘅时候，我哋都会得到祝福。
The third point about clay.
第三点关于泥土。
Is that clay needs to be fired and glazed to be strong and useful?
就系泥土需要去经过火炼同埋变亮，先可以变成坚硬同埋有用。
Even though a lump of clay is molded into a perfect shape, it is still no use.
虽然一堆泥土佢将佢变成好靓嘅形状，但系佢仍然都唔可以用。
Because the clay is still soft and will lose its shape.
因为呢啲泥土仍然系软嘅，佢仍然会失去佢嘅形状。
It cannot hold anything, for it is not waterproof.
佢唔可以承托任何嘢，同埋佢亦都唔系防水嘅。
So therefore, it's no use.
所以就冇用啦。
It needs to be glazed and fired to become a beautiful but and a functional vessel.
佢要经过火炼同埋经过一啲光滑程序，先令到佢变成一个好靓同埋好有用嘅器皿。
When pottery is fired, it is placed in ovens at high heat.
当呢啲瓷器系被火炼嘅时候，是一个很高温的程序。
Some of the ovens are heated to around 1300 degrees centigrade.
有些是甚至烧到去1300度。
And only then can the vessel become waterproof, long lasting and even flame proof.
直接这样，这些这样器皿才可以防水，来到耐用和可以防火。
In the Bible, refining by fire often refers to undergoing trials.
在圣经里面，我们通常讲到用火炼就是等于我们去到受信心受试炼。
So impure gold can be refined into pure gold by the fire.
不純淨的金可以藉著火來去變成純淨的金。
And so we, the imperfect vessels of clay, can become useful and strong through refining in the fire.
同樣我們藉著火的火燒，我們都可以有一塊不完美的器皿變成一個很有用和很強的器皿。
And after undergoing the heat and the fire, that vessel will be useful.
當經過這些火的時候，這些器皿變成很有用。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3 verse 3.
我們看馬拉基書第三章第三節。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 3.
馬拉基書第三章第三節。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 3. Here it says, verse 3, He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver.Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness.
三章三節，他必做下如煉淨銀子的，必要淨利未人，無論他們像金銀一樣，他們就憑公義獻供物給耶和華。
So here tells us that only after successfully going through trials can we give offerings of righteousness.
所以告訴我們，當我們成功過了這些試煉的時候，我們就可以來到去憑著公義獻供物給神。
No one likes facing challenges or trials.
沒人喜歡遇到試煉或者是挑戰。
That's why whenever we face threats or problems or illnesses, it's natural to say, why me?
所以當我們遇到一些威脅遇到困難或者病痛的時候，我們很容易就 會問為什麼是我呢？
For example, in the example of my colleague who had a tumor, her first reaction was, why me?
所以剛才講的我的一位同事當她遇到腫瘤的時候，她會問為什麼是我呢？
But after a while she knew that she had to accept the situation and handle it as best she could.
所以過了一段時間的時候，她會去來到去接受，然後怎樣去憑她能力去處理。
If we can only murmur against God but cannot accept what has happened,
當我們只是可以埋怨神，同埋我們不能夠接受，
and if we cannot rely on God,
當我們不去靠神，
then we cannot survive the refining fire,
我們就不可以在火試煉當中去成功，
and we will break apart,
我們就會去破裂了，
and we will be a useless vessel,
我們就變成一個沒用的器皿。
Therefore, we must go through the refining fire to become useful to God.
所以我們要對神作為有用器皿，我們一定要過這個火的試煉。
Also, a piece of clay can easily be reshaped if it is not fired.
如果一個沒有經過火試煉的一個器皿，它一塊泥土，它都容易變成另一個形狀。
And only after being fired can it retain its shape.
當他經過火煉的時候，他才可以保持他的形狀。
Similarly, it is easy for our faith to be reshaped and changed by temptation.
同樣我們受到
or by the world
很容易受到世界的誘惑，我們就會去變形。
That our faith will be changed by that.
我們的信仰就會變扭曲。
And only when we have gone through trials can our faith be tested and firm.
藉著火煉，我們才可以測試我們的信仰而變成堅強。
And then we can overcome.
然後我們就可以勝過了。
And again we can be useful to God.
然後我們就可以變成對神來說是作為有用的器皿。
Let's look at James chapter
1. 我們看雅各書第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各書第一章。
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
雅各書第一章第二節到第四節。
James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4.
雅各書第一章二節到四節。
Here it says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
第二節，我的弟兄們，你們若在百般試煉中都要以為大喜樂，因為知道你們的信心經過試驗，就心忍耐，但忍耐也當成功，使你們成全完備，毫無缺欠。
So we know that a clay vessel has to be fired before it can be useful.
所以我哋要知道一塊泥土啊，佢要經過火煉先可以變成有用嘅器皿。
After being fired, this vessel is quite tough.
啊，當火煉之後，呢塊器皿變成好堅硬。
At the same time, a clay vessel can also be very fragile.
但係同樣時候，呢個器皿亦都可能係好容易受損壞嘅。
Because it can break easily without the care of the master.
如果冇主人嘅看顧嘅話，好容易呢塊呢個器皿都會破爛。
God created the human body to be an amazing organism.
神創造人係一個好奇妙嘅生物。
A human body can be capable of great strength and toughness.
一個人嘅身體佢可以好有力氣，可以好堅固。
At the same time, it can be fragile and easily damaged.
但係同樣時間。人的身體都是很容易受損。
Cancer is one of the most fearful illnesses that we can have.
癌症是我們是一個很害怕會得到的一個病症。
Cancer occurs when a cell becomes abnormal.
癌症發生是當一個細胞它變種。
It could start with just one cell.
可能是只是一個細胞開始。
And do you know how many cells there are in the human body?
我哋人身體上，你知唔知有幾多個細胞咧？
There are over 10 trillion cells in the body.
係超過十兆個。
That's 10 with lots of zeros behind it.
有十個零。
Many zeros.
好多個零。
So imagine how vulnerable we are.
所以我哋可以諗到我哋係幾咁脆弱。
And it's natural to be scared when we think how fragile we are.
當我哋諗到自己幾脆弱嘅時候，我哋就會開始害怕。
But then that is good as well.
但係呢個都係好事。
Because it reminds us that we need God.
因為呢個嚟到提醒我哋需要神。
And it reminds us that we need God a lot.
亦都係提醒我哋非常之需要神。
We need His care and protection.
我哋需要佢嘅照顧同埋佢嘅保護。
And we need to remember that he has made us, therefore he understands that we are fragile.
我哋要記得神創造我哋，所以佢知道我哋係幾咁脆弱。
And so he will handle us with care in case we break.
所以佢當我哋遇到破裂嘅時候，佢知道點樣去處理同埋照顧我哋。
And this is what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
呢度我哋可以參考哥林多前書第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前書第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10。
哥林多前書第十章。
Chapter 10 verses 12 to 13。
十二節到十三節。
Chapter 10 verses 12 to 13。
十二節到十三節。
First 12。
十二節。
Here it says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
12節，所以自己以為站得穩的，需要謹慎，免得跌倒。你們所遇見的試探，無非是人所能受的。神是信實的，必不叫你們受試探過於所能受的。在受試探的時候，總要給你們一條出路，叫你們能忍受得住。
So God is our creator.
所以神是我們的創造者。
God made us.
神創造我們。
So He understands how fragile we are.
所以祂知道我們是多麼脆弱。
And therefore He will not let us break easily.
所以祂不會讓我們很容易破裂。
And He will protect us.
祂會照顧我們。
Sometimes we are not aware of our own weaknesses and flaws.
有時我哋唔會留意到我哋自己嘅弱點同埋錯誤。
It is only until we encounter troubles or trials that we realize.
直到我哋遇到一啲困難或者係試煉嘅時候，我先知道呢個我哋幾咁嘅弱點。
That's why Paul said his weaknesses made him stronger.
所以保羅講到佢。嘅弱點令到佢更加剛強。
And Paul was not talking about physical strength.
保羅唔係講到佢自己身體上面嘅 嘅堅強。
He was talking about the spiritual strength.
佢講到屬靈上面剛強。
Because through his trials, he realized how much he needed God.
所以藉住試煉，佢明白到佢好需要神。
And he realized how much he had to rely on God.
佢明白到佢好需要去倚靠神。
Therefore, he became closer to God.
所以佢嚟到去靠近神。
And that's recorded in 2 Corinthians.
呢度系记载喺哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter
9. 第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 to 10
至到第十节。哥林多后书十二章第七节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。八节，或者是我三次求过主，叫这一次离开我，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Here Paul says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong."
呢度啊，保罗讲到话，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
He's saying that when he feels weak, he can become spiritually stronger.
呢度佢讲到当佢软弱时候，佢可以变属灵上面更加刚强。
He's spiritually stronger because he is relying more on God.
佢能够喺属灵上面更加刚强，因为佢能够去倚靠神。
And he is drawing closer to God.
亦都去亲近神。
As well as gaining the power from God.
亦都喺神上面得到能力。
So, as I mentioned before, sometimes we are not aware of our weaknesses until we face trials.
当我哋除非对遇到困难嘅时候，我哋先知道自己几咁软弱。
And this is something that I experienced myself.
呢个我都亲自体会过。
When I was growing up, I was very blessed.
喺我长大嘅时候，我好蒙福。
I was happy and healthy.
我系好开心同埋好健康。
I had a warm and loving family.
我有一个充满爱同埋温暖嘅家庭。
And I grew up in the church, so I was spiritually blessed as well.
同埋我喺教会长大，我都系得到神嘅蒙福。
And even receiving the Holy Spirit was easy for me.
甚至系得圣灵都系好容易嘅。
At that time I was 11.
嗰时候我得十一岁。
I didn't really know what the Holy Spirit was.
我嗰时唔知道圣灵系乜嘢。
But one day the preacher said that if you want to go to heaven, you have to get the Holy Spirit.
但有一日传道同我讲，你想去天国，你就要得圣灵。
And if you want the Holy Spirit, you have to pray as loudly as you can.
如果你想得圣灵，你就要祈祷尽大声。
So I knew I wanted to go to heaven, so I prayed as loudly as I could.
所以我为咗要去天国，我好大声去祈祷。
And I received the Holy Spirit.
然后我得到圣灵。
Thank God.
感谢神。
But I didn't even really understand what the Holy Spirit was.
但我唔明白究竟圣灵系乜嘢。
And I did not realize the true value of it.
亦都唔知道佢真正嘅价值系乜嘢。
At school, I often didn't study until the night before the exams.
喺学校嘅时候，我除非去考试之前嗰晚，我都唔会去读嘅。
But I still got good results.
但我都会得到好嘅成绩。
So to all the students, please don't copy my example.
各位学生唔好学我。
So I never really faced serious trials.
但我都冇乜遇过好严重嘅试炼。
Things seem to go smoothly for me.
遇到事情都系好顺利嘅。
Until when I went to university and I was taking a master's course.
直到上咗大学，我修读一个硕士嘅课程。
And I had to write a dissertation.
我要去写一本论文。
So I had 1 year to do the research and writing.
我有一年嘅时间去做研究同埋做写作。
But even up to 1 month before the deadline.
去到限期前嘅一个月。
I still had not written anything.
我仲未写任何嘢。
Because I had writer's block.
因為我寫唔出任何嘢。
I'm sure that for several months, I must have been under stress and in a kind of depression.
喺嗰幾個月嘅時候，我覺得好好大壓力同埋好沮喪。
So, I think I was actually suffering from stress.
嗰時受到好大嘅壓力。
But I didn't realize what was wrong.
但我唔明白咩出錯。
And I didn't know what to do about it.
我都唔知佢點樣去處理。
And I didn't dare to tell anybody.
亦都唔敢向任何人講。
I of course I prayed, but nothing happened.
我有去祈禱，但係冇事發生。
So in the past, somehow everything would work out.
但係最後都。
In the past. In the past, everything would work out smoothly.
喺過去時候以前我好多嘢都係好順利嘅。
But how come this time nothing was working?
點解呢個時候行唔通咧？
And I didn't know what to do about it.
我都唔知佢點樣去做。
Every day I would just stay in my room.
每日我都匿埋喺間房入邊。
And I would not dare to come out.
亦都唔敢出街。
I only went out at night because I was afraid of meeting my tutors.
我只係咁夜晚出街，因為驚會撞到我嘅導師。
I was worried I would meet them in the street and they would ask me where my dissertation was.
我驚喺街撞到嘅時候，佢問我點你嘅論文寫成點。
And so I did not dare tell anybody what was going on.
所以我唔敢向任何人同講發生咩事。
I just felt that I had no power and I could do nothing.
我就覺得自己冇能力，我做唔到任何嘢。
Every weekend I would go home and go to church.
每個週末我都會翻屋企同埋翻教會。
And again, I did not tell anybody.
同樣我都唔會話俾人聽。
I didn't want to tell my parents that I'm sorry, all your money will be lost because I failed my course.
我唔敢話俾我父母聽，我嘥曬你錢，我唔可以畢業。
The only time I felt at peace was when I was in the Sabbath service.
只係喺教會聚會嘅時候，我先感覺到平安。
Because I knew that for 1 hour, I did not have to think about my problems.
因為知道呢一個鐘，我唔使再諗我嘅煩惱。
I had never really appreciated the Sabbath day until then.
我冇去到去體會到安息日嘅安息，直到去嗰日。
I didn't really feel that the Sabbath was the day of rest until that time.
直到嗰時先我先覺得安息日嘅安息。
Because I told myself you don't have to think about it for 1 hour.
因為我同自己講話，呢個鐘我都唔使再諗啦。
So it was good to escape from my problems.
所以呢個係好好去逃避我嘅困難。
Then one day when I was having lunch with my family,
當日我同我家人嚟到去食午餐嘅時候
，I remember that we were drinking some soup.
當我哋飲緊呢啲湯嘅時候
，And as I was drinking my soup, suddenly I burst into tears.
當我飲湯嘅時候，突然間喊咗出嚟。
And my mother said, "Oh, what's wrong?"
我媽媽問我咩事啊
？Do you feel sick?
你係咪唔舒服啊
？And then I just said, "Oh, I'm going to fail my course."
我就話我呢個課程就畢唔到業啦。
And then I told them everything.
然後我就話俾佢聽所有嘢。
The first thing my mother said was,
第一件我媽媽同我講嘅事係
，Did you pray?
你有冇祈禱啊
？I said, "Yes, I prayed, but God isn't listening."
我就話我有祈禱，但係神好似冇聽到咁。
After that, my family started to pray for me.
嗰個時候，我家庭就開始為我禱告。
And I stayed at home to work on to do my work.
我就留喺家屋企入邊嚟到去寫工作。
And then also, I would pray, and my mother would pray with me.
有時我祈禱嘅時候，我媽媽同我一齊禱告。
And sometimes I could when I was praying I could hear her outside my door.
有時我祈禱嘅時候，我聽到佢喺門外面。
And she's probably listening to see if I was praying or not.
我聽睇我係咪祈緊禱。
And thank God.
感謝神。
Gradually I began to start writing.
慢慢嘅我可以開始寫得出嚟。
And I was able to complete my thesis in time.
我可以準時交我嘅論文。
And when I got started, everything went very quickly and smoothly, and I could write very easily.
嗰時候慢慢可以寫得好順利。
I did manage to complete it, and I passed my degree.
能夠去完成同埋畢到業啦。
So I thank God for that testimony.
感謝神讓我有呢個見證。
Before that time, I had never really felt that I was weak.
在那個事情之前，我不知道自己是多軟弱。
I had never encountered failure or felt vulnerable before.
沒遇到一些的失敗，或者是覺得自己很軟弱。
It was only then that I realized I'm actually very weak.
那時候我覺得自己很軟弱。
I could not help myself out of my problem.
沒辦法為自己來去解決問題。
And no matter how hard I tried, I just could not do it.
無論我幾咁用功，我都沒辦法解決。
No one could help me either.
無人可以幫我。
Except God.
除了神。
Through this experience, it gave me a valuable lesson.
藉著這個經驗給我一個很好的教訓。
And it's a lesson that I'm still learning today.
一個教訓，直到今天我仍然在學習緊。
It told me how much I need God.
告訴我聽，究竟我很需要神。
And it told me that no matter how capable or smart or fortunate we are,
無論我們是多麼聰明，我們多麼僥倖，多麼
we still need to hold on to God.
我們都要去找緊神。
Because He's the only one who can help us.
因為祂是唯一可以幫到我們的。
He is our creator.
祂是我們的創造者。
And we are His vessels.
我們是祂的器皿。
Although we are strong,
雖然我們是強壯，
although we can be useful,
可能我們很有用，
we can also be fragile and break easily.
但是同樣我們仍然是脆弱，可能很容易破裂。
But God is merciful.
但神是富有憐憫的。
When we say to Him, why me?
當我們問祂為什麼是我這個問題的時候，
God understands how weak and powerless we are.
神明白到我們多麼脆弱。
And we need to trust Him and to pray to Him.
我們要去相信神，來到去向祂禱告。
To ask Him to give us faith and strength.
求祂給我們信心和能力。
And He will not disappoint us.
祂不會讓我們失望。
For He said,
因為祂說過，
My power is made perfect in weakness.
因為我的能力在軟弱的時候顯得完全。
And that is something that we should remember.
所以這個是我們應該要去記住的。
We can ask God to help us understand why this has happened.
我們可以問主為什麼這個發生在我們身上。
What does God want us to learn?
神想我們學習什麼呢？
Because God will want us to learn something.
因為神會藉著這些讓我們學習到。
That is why He has allowed that to happen to us.
這個就是為什麼神會讓這些事情發生在我們身上。
So in conclusion,
總結來說，
looking at our relationship with God as being like the potter and the clay,
將我們和神的關係看成泥土和搖杖。
It reminds us
that, 這些提醒我們，
that God shapes our lives.
神來到去塑造我們。
Whatever happens is in the hands of God.
什麼事發生都在神的手中。
Therefore, we have no right or power to question Him.
所以我們沒有權利或者是能力去質問神。
But though we are lowly,
雖然我們是卑微的，
God by His grace has formed us in His image.
但是神的恩典來到去塑造我們，藉著祂的樣式。
And He has also given us the spiritual power to overcome whatever happens to us.
祂都給我們屬靈的能力去勝過任何事在我們發生在我們身上。
And when trials or troubles occur,
當一些試煉或者是困難發生的時候，
we can think of it as God making us stronger.
我們可以看成神讓我們能夠去變成更加剛強，
as God making us more useful vessels,
讓我們變成更加有用的器皿，
just in the way that clay has to be fired to become stronger.
就好像器皿要經過火煉才變成更加堅固。
But we should also remember,
但我們都要記住，
but that though we are strong, we are also fragile.
我們是強的時候，我們同樣都是脆弱的。
We are like clay vessels that can break easily.
我們好像這些瓷器一樣，很容易會破裂。
So therefore, we require the close protection of our maker.
所以我哋需要我哋创造者嘅保护。
By considering us as the clay and God as our potter.
当我哋考虑我哋作为泥土，神系窑匠。
Hopefully it will remind us of our relationship with God.
希望可以提醒我哋同埋神嘅关系。
And remind us how to draw closer to Him.
我点样去嚟到去更加亲近主。
And how to rely on Him.
点样去倚靠主。
So thank the Lord, my sermon ends here.
感谢主讲到到此。
Let's sing hymn 65.
一齐唱诗65首。
Hymn 65.